proclaimed its victory. The King of love had given up his life. The darkest day in history. There on a cross they made for sinners. For every curse his blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished. But not the end they could have known. For the earth began to shake. And the veil was torn. What sacrifice.
Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter is asleep. Judas is betraying. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday. Pilate is struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary is crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary, his blood dripping, his body stumbling, and his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning and evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nail my Savior's hand to the cross. They nail my Savior's feet to the cross and they raise him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming.
Would you stand with us and continue to worship?
Yeah!
All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's so great to see you guys all here. We want to welcome you to our Good Friday Elevate service, whether you're here in the room or watching online. So we want to reflect with you guys tonight. We want to celebrate. We just want to have fun worshiping. So please sing this out with us.
Oh, blessed assurance. And Jesus is mine. Oh, what a
all the day long.
Every time I face the waves, I don't wanna be afraid. I don't wanna be afraid. I don't wanna fear the storm, just because I hear it all. I don't wanna fear the storm. I don't wanna fear the storm. Peace be still, say the word, and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. I'm not gonna be afraid, cause these waves are only waves. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna fear the storm, cause you are greater than its glory. I'm not gonna fear the storm. Oh, I'm not gonna fear it all. Peace be still.
To a virgin came the word from a throne.
Father. People in remembrance of the sacrifice you made. God, that you would choose to come to earth, that you would lead with mercy and grace and love those who were the most unlovable. You set a whole new standard for what it means to look like you. We thank you for the sacrifice that was made so that we could know you and love you. And call you not only our King, but our Father and our friend. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that was just let down so that we could hear you always, God. I just pray that that same Spirit would fall in this room, God, be alive in us, and inspire us as we continue this evening. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for doing the unthinkable for us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
You guys can have a seat. I love Elevate services because when I get to sit in the front, for some reason you guys sing like in no other service we do. So get that wall of sound coming. Yeah, yeah, well done. Hey, well, good evening and welcome to our Good Friday Elevate service. I know that song we just did takes us on a journey of what makes Jesus the King of Kings. Today, though, we are remembering Good Friday. The thing that cemented him as the King of Kings hasn't happened yet. And if we put ourselves in the sandals of the disciples or in Mary's sandals, they thought it was over. For them, this day was filled with sorrow and suffering and pain and a whole lot of confusion. It's the day that Jesus was crucified. He was publicly humiliated. He was wrongly condemned. He was brutally executed. And it's the day that the powers of the world, both political and the religious powers, thought they had won. But known to us, yet unknown to them, it was also the day the kingdom of God quietly claimed its greatest victory. And if you're a follower of Jesus, today, Good Friday is a lot more than a memorial. It's an opportunity for us to grow. It's because it's a day that shows us how Jesus navigated this world, a world that was filled with tension. And he invites you and me to do the same. Because let's be honest, we live right now in a Good Friday world. That's the kind of world we're in now. Tensions are high, people are divided, and the noise we hear around is just deafening. And everyone's trying to win something. They're trying to win a platform or a debate with an audience or just an argument. It's all about winning. But what if Jesus didn't come to win? What if he came to lose on purpose so that love could win? And that, my friends, is the tension of the cross. That's the opportunity of growth for us. So tonight we're going to explore four areas of growth that we can find in Good Friday. First one is how Jesus stepped into the tension, and maybe we should too. The second is Jesus refused to pick sides. He chose people instead. Third, the cross is not a weapon. It's a bridge. And the fourth thing we want to discuss is the way of the cross is the way to real hope. So let's start with the first one. And after each three-minute message that you're going to hear tonight, the band's going to do a song of reflection that you can sing along with, or you can just allow yourself some space to consider and wonder. So the first one, Jesus stepped into the tension, and so should we. Now, we're a generation that is so good at escaping tension. We distract ourselves, we numb ourselves, we scroll past anything that's uncomfortable. And Jesus had every reason in the world to avoid the cross. He had the power to walk away, to silence the mob, to overflow the system, but he didn't. And Paul put it this way in a letter he wrote to the Philippians. He said, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. On Good Friday, Jesus experienced the full weight of human suffering, betrayal, injustice, abuse, abandonment, physical agony, spiritual darkness. You know what that means? That means your pain, the pain that you live through, the pain that you carry, is not unfamiliar to God. Your anxiety, your confusion, your grief, they're not signs of spiritual failure. They are all part of the story that Jesus willingly enters into and redeems. Your pain might be the place where God wants to meet you. Jesus stepped into the tension, and so should we.
Yeah, I don't know. always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'ma keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. There's times when my hands go up freely, and times when it calls. Mm-hmm. And there's days when my praise comes out easy, and days when it takes all the strength I got. And I'll bring my heart, thought, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. I'll bring my
On Good Friday, Jesus stood between two sides. Rome, the political machine, and the Pharisees, the religious machine, the religious elite. Both sides wanted him for their agenda. And both sides misunderstood his mission. And he chose neither this side nor this side. He chose us instead. On the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." He forgave the people that were killing him. He loved the ones who betrayed him. And he served the ones who rejected him. And that is such a lesson for all of us. When we pick sides, when you and I pick sides, we automatically alienate sides. So here's the truth. Each time we pick a side, we lose influence with the other side. And influence is what Jesus was after. Not domination, not control. He wasn't in it for political leverage. He was in it for people, and he was willing to suffer for them. He chose to lose his comfort, lose his desire to find another way other than the cross, and he lost his life so that we could win. The cross tells us that we don't have to win to make a difference. In fact, it may be when you give up your right to win the argument, win the debate, win the issue. Could it be that when we give up our right to win, that's when real change can actually begin? In our divided culture, it is so easy to take sides. But the cross calls us to something better. It calls us to put people over positions, to put love over labels, to put grace over outrage. But it's not easy. And it certainly is not natural. So how do we do that? Where do we get the strength? Where do you and I get the discipline, especially in the heat of the moment, when we just want to make a point, we just want to come at it harder, we just want to dig in, and we're going to get our point across? Well, multiple times we read that Jesus went out to spend time in prayer with his Father, to the desert, to the other side of the lake, or in the night before he was crucified, to a garden, where he spoke honestly and passionately truth with his Father. And then he chose to surrender to his Father's plan. Maybe we should do more of the same. Maybe we should get away more. Find our own quiet place to share our pain and our tensions and our concerns honestly with God. To just get away and let his Spirit influence us to help us choose people instead of sides.
Does it matter what you say? Come in.
When Jesus died, something really powerful happened. Matthew recorded that the curtain of the temple was torn in two. From top to bottom, it was ripped in two. And that curtain represented separation. Separation between God and his people. Between the holy and the unholy. And in that moment, it was gone. And listen to what Paul wrote to some Christ followers in the town of Ephesus. He wrote this. He, Jesus, tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. He repealed the law code and it had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start. For everybody, Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace And it was the end of the hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and we have equal access to the Father. Let that sink in. Especially back then, there were the Jews and there was the Gentiles. And God said, We're all together now. We're in this together. And the cross, it broke down walls. Racial walls, religious walls, political walls, cultural walls. It brought enemies together. It created a new kind of community. Not an ideology or in a social status, but a new community with a new identity. An identity in Christ. So the cross was not a tool used to win debates. It's a bridge. It's a bridge that we are called to walk across together. We are now ambassadors. We're ambassadors of reconciliation. We are bridge builders in a world of barricades. And the cross is not a weapon. It is a bridge.
When you're weary and feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Trouble water, I will name.
So here's the plot twist of Good Friday. Jesus loses. Publicly, painfully, shamefully. Even Jesus' closest friends thought, it's over. And when he took his last breath on the cross, hope died. And faith was shaken. And darkness won the day. But what they didn't know was resurrection was already in motion. A new upside-down kingdom was being built. A kingdom where the first shall be last and the greatest is the servant. And life, well, that comes through death. And the moment we embrace the cross, you and I surrender our illusion of control. And the pain you're in, it's not the end. The injustices we see, they don't get the final word. And the world, it's still being made new day after day. So don't give up. Don't check out. Don't stop believing that the light still breaks through the darkness. Yes, Jesus died to save us from our sins. But he also died to show us a new life. A new life that you and I are called to live. Peter said he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So because of Good Friday, we get to live with resurrection hope. Even when the world feels stuck in darkness, we can have hope because the way of the cross is the way of real hope. So tonight we have an opportunity to remember the cross. And I want to invite you to remember the act of love that Jesus demonstrated for us on our behalf, in our stead, on Good Friday. The night before the cross, he sat with his disciples and he said, "This is my body. This is my blood." And it's become personal for him. His body was soon to be broken and his lifeblood spilled to make us right again with God. So when you're ready, get up and just head to one of our communion stations. There's a gluten-free station on your right in the front. And then take and eat and remember and believe that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was broken for you and his blood was spilled on a cross for you. For 100%, no exceptions, forgiveness of all your sins. And if you've accepted that, you are right with God. Remember that tonight.
Jesus.
Stand and continue to worship with us tonight.
Change a leper's mind.
Great light dawns in Galilee. Some say madman, some say king. A wonder-working rebel priest, Jesus Christ of Nazarene. He knew well what it would say, free us all from sin and grace. A perfect man would have to die, and only he could pay that price. Friday's good 'cause Sunday is coming. Don't lose hope, cause Sunday is coming. Devil, you're done, you better start running. Friday's good, cause Sunday is coming. So we let those soldiers take him in, as his friend betrayed him with a kiss. There before a mocking crowd, like a lamb to the slaughter, didn't make a sound. And he carried that cross to Calvary, and he shed his blood to set us free. As the nails red and the sky went dark, the redemption of the world was sore in his heart. Friday's good, cause Sunday is coming. Don't lose hope, cause Sunday is coming. Devil, you're done, you better start running. Friday's good, cause Sunday is coming. Then he breathed his last and bowed his head. The Son of God and man was dead. With bloody hands, tears on their face, they laid him down inside that grave. But that wasn't the end. Oh, it wasn't the end. That wasn't the end. Let me tell you what happened next. The women came before the door to find that stone already gone. When they looked inside, the angel said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's alive, he's alive. Hallelujah, he's alive. Give him praise, lift him high. Hallelujah, he's alive. He's alive, he's alive. Hallelujah, he is alive. Give him praise, lift him high. Hallelujah, he is alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And all upon the throne, all heaven sings to him alone. We watch and wait like a bride for a groom. Oh, church, arise, he's coming soon.
Oh, would you pray with me, please? Wow, what a night. Father, give us courage to be truly impactful followers of Jesus. By serving instead of dominating, by building bridges instead of burning them, to carry a cross and not condemnation, to choose love even when it costs us. Showing grace, even when it's hard. Spreading love and peace and hope to everyone we meet. Father, make us reconcilers. Make us peacemakers. Make us people of grace. Because that's what the cross calls us to do. Amen. Hey, three things I want to say thank you for. First, to Jesus, because Sunday's coming, right? Second, thank you all for coming out on a Friday night to spend it with us. It means so much. And then thank you, band, for all the work and you put into this. See you Easter. Sunday's coming.